Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Parliament approves Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, aiming to streamline management of Waqf properties. Parliament adopts statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in 6th BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok, Thailand today. Global stocks sink after US President Donald Trump announces sweeping new tariffs. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs in Kolkata. And now the news in detail. The Parliament has passed the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it in the wee hours today. Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, announced that the bill has been approved with 128 members voting in favour of it, while 95 members voting against the legislation.
Ayes 128. Noes 95. Abstention zero. Bill is passed.
The Rajya Sabha held discussion on the bill for around 12 hours. The Lok Sabha has already approved the bill. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said crores of poor Muslims will be benefited from this legislation and in no way it harms any single Muslim. He said the legislation does not interfere in the work for properties. He said the Narendra Modi government works with the vision of Sabka Saath and Sabka Vikas and it does not discriminate against any community.
भारत का जो सरकार है किसी को धर्म के आधार पर तो आप अपना काम नहीं कर सकते सबको भारतीय नागरिक होने के नाते सबको एक दृष्टिकोण से हमको दिखना होता है सबको बराबर दिखना होता है जब मोदी जी ने कह दिया कि सबका साथ सबका विकास वही तो संविधान का स्पिरिट है.
Earlier, while moving the bill, the Minority Affairs Minister said the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee. He urged the opposition parties to support this bill. While participating in the debate, Union Minister and Leader of House J.P. Nadda hoped that the House will support Umeed, Unified Waqf Management Empowerment, Efficiency and Development. He added that the basic aim of this bill is to bring in reforms and proper management of the waqf properties.
मैं अपनी सरकार के बारे में मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में एक दंके की चोट पर कह सकता हूं कि यह बिल नेशन के इंटरेस्ट में है और उसके लिए हम लेकर के आए हैं. यह किसी पार्टी के इंटरेस्ट में नहीं है. यह किसी वोट बैंक को सेटिस्फाई करने के इंटरेस्ट में नहीं है. यह देश के इंटरेस्ट में है.
Leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge opposed the bill and demanded the government to withdraw it. He said that there are shortcomings in the bill and it is against the constitutional norms.
Aur constitution ke khilaf hai. Constitution ko sabko azadi di hai. Iske bawajood freedom of express nahi hai, freedom of property nahi hai. Daan diye so rakhle nahi sakte. Ye cheeze karna ye samaj ke liye theek nahi.
JDS Chief H.D. Devegowda congratulated the Narendra Modi government for bringing the bill. He said Waqf properties have been misused by people who are rich or strong enough in the community. Sanjay Raut of the Shiv Sena UBT alleged this bill is not in favour of the nation. Samajwadi Party's Dr. Ram Gopal Yadav claimed the country is moving towards a totalitarian state instead of a democratic state. Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, Ramdas Athavale, said the bill is not unconstitutional as it integrates every minority communities. The Parliament also gave its approval to the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2025, which repeals the Musalman Waqf Act 1923, with the Rajya Sabha approving it. The Lok Sabha has already gave its nod to the bill. Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Bhagirath Chaudhary, has termed the Waqf Amendment Bill historic, saying that Muslims will be hugely benefited from the bill.
आज राज्यसभा में पारित हुआ है वक्फ बोर्ड का, ये बहुत ऐतिहासिक है। मुस्लिम समाज जो वास्तव में महिला है, गरीब है, जो पिछड़े हुए हैं, उनका इसमें कल्याण होगा।
The parliament has adopted a statutory resolution confirming imposition of president's rule in Manipur, with the Rajya Sabha giving its nod early this morning. The statutory resolution is related to the proclamation issued by the president on the 13th of February this year under Article 356(1) of the constitution in relation to Manipur. The Lok Sabha has already approved it. Replying to a debate on the resolution, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that since November last year, no violence was reported in Manipur. He also rejected the opposition's allegations that the president's rule was imposed in the state due to the failure in handling the situation.
जब किसी ने भी सरकार के गठन का दावा नहीं किया, इसलिए शून्यावकाश की अवस्था में राष्ट्रपति शासन डालने का निर्णय किया। इस तरह से कहना कि राष्ट्रपति शासन इसलिए डाला गया कि समस्या संभलती नहीं, राष्ट्रपति शासन 13 फरवरी को डाला गया, नवंबर में जीरो हिंसा, दिसंबर में जीरो हिंसा, जनवरी में जीरो हिंसा, मार्च 13 तक भी जीरो हिंसा और उसके बाद से आज तक भी जीरो हिंसा।
Earlier initiating a discussion on the resolution, leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge accused the government of being failed in controlling the violence in Manipur. Parliament has passed the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025, with the Lok Sabha approving it yesterday. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to provide for protection of interests in aircraft objects. It also seeks to implement the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment and the Protocol to the Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment on matters specific to aircraft equipment, each signed at Cape Town in 2001. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 6th Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC Summit, at Bangkok in Thailand today. The theme of the BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open. The Bangkok Vision 2030 will be adopted at the summit, and the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group will also be endorsed to chart the future direction of BIMSTEC. Our correspondent has filed this report.
BIMSTEC brings together 7 countries located in Bay of Bengal: Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand. Bay of Bengal is the heart of the Indian Ocean region. BIMSTEC is the only regional organization which brings together 5 countries from South Asia and 2 countries from Southeast Asia. BIMSTEC represents a significant share of the global population, GDP and external trade. India is one of the 4 founding members of BIMSTEC. India's close bilateral relations with other BIMSTEC member states enable India to play a leading role in forging regional cooperation. BIMSTEC signifies the confluence of 3 key strands of India's foreign policy. These are Neighbourhood First Policy, Act East Policy and Sagar. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi reached Bangkok on a 2-day visit to Thailand yesterday. He held bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, Pen Tong Tan Shinawat. The 2 leaders reviewed the entire range of bilateral cooperation between India and Thailand. They discussed ways to further strengthen political exchanges, defense and security partnership, strategic engagement, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding a bilateral meeting with Senior General of Myanmar, Min Aung Hlaing, in Bangkok. Following his BIMSTEC summit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Sri Lanka later today in the 2nd leg of his 2-nation tour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met former Prime Minister of Thailand, Thaksin Shinawat, in Bangkok. In a social media post, Mr. Modi described his meeting with him as delightful. He added that Mr. Shinawat has extensive experience in matters relating to governance and policy making. Veteran actor and director Manoj Kumar passed away in Mumbai this morning. He was 87. The legendary Bollywood actor was well known by his nickname Bharat Kumar for his patriotic films. He was a recipient of prestigious Padma Shri and Dada Saheb Phalke Award for his immense contribution to Indian cinema for decades.
सदा मैं गीत वहाँ के गाता हूँ। भारत का रहने वाला हूँ, भारत की बात सुनाता हूँ, है प्रीत जहाँ की रीत सदा।
Born as Hare Krishna Giri, Goswami Kumar has shaped the narrative of patriotic movies in Bollywood and has delivered classics like Upkar in 1967, Purab aur Paschim in 1970, and Kranti in 1981. His on-screen persona as a patriotic hero earned him the moniker Bharat Kumar. His unforgettable performances and charismatic on-screen presence left an indelible mark. Global stocks have sunk a day after US President Donald Trump announced sweeping new tariffs that are forecast to raise prices and weigh on growth in the United States and abroad. The Wall Street Journal reported the US market had lost $2.7 trillion in market cap. We have a report.
The S&P 500, which tracks 500 of the biggest American firms, plunged 4.8%, its worst day since COVID crashed the economy in 2020. Earlier in the day, financial markets fell from Asia to Europe. Nike, Apple and Target were among big consumer names worst hit, all of them sinking by more than 9%. The stocks Europe 600 index fell 2.7%, and a 2.8% drop in Tokyo's benchmark led losses in Asia. The Dow Jones crossed about 4% lower, while the Nasdaq tumbled roughly 6%. Earlier, the UK's FTSE 100 share index dropped 1.5%, and other European markets also fell. Oil prices sank more than $2 a barrel. The World Trade Organization said it was deeply concerned, estimating trade volumes could shrink as a result by 1% this year. With Moinuddin Khan's report, Vishnu PS, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On to sports. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders KKR defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will lock horns with Mumbai Indians in Lucknow. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers. I beg your pardon. The 15th Hockey India Senior Men National Championship is set to kick off today at the Major Dhyan Chand Hockey Stadium at Jhansi in Uttar Pradesh. The tournament, which is scheduled to run until 15th of this month, will follow a new division-based format similar to the Senior Women's Championship held in March. On the first day, Hockey Rajasthan will face Tripura Hockey, Hockey Arunachal will take on Hockey Jammu and Kashmir, Chhattisgarh Hockey will play Hockey Gujarat, and Hockey Himachal will face Hockey Association of Bihar. In Bihar, the four-day Chaiti Chhat Puja celebrations concluded this morning with Pratakalin Arghya, or morning oblations to the rising sun. Devotees across the state offered prayers to the sun god and Chhati Maya at different Chhatghat on the banks of rivers in the deep wastewater. Lakhs of devotees thronged to different Chhatghat on the banks of rivers like Ganga, Gandak, Kosi and other prominent rivers to offer prayers. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Anuja. Rajya Sabha clears Waqf Amendment Bill will go for President's assent, reports the Asian Age. US declares trade war, higher levy for China, silver lining for India, as Trump announces 27% reciprocal tariff on all goods imports from India and many other countries, is a top front page headline in Hindustan Times. It's advantage India in smartphone manufacturing with the new US tariff announcement, says the Times of India. The Tribune reports about a move after the row over burnt notes at a judge's house under the headline, All Supreme Court Judges to Declare Assets Amid Chorus for Judicial Accountability. And finally, Delhi's old secretariat may soon be a heritage site, writes the Pioneer about the 115-year-old secretariat in the national capital, which hosted meetings of the first Parliament of Independent India and presently the seat of Delhi Assembly. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Parliament approves Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, aiming to streamline management of Waqf properties. Parliament adopts statutory resolution confirming imposition of President's rule in Manipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, Thailand today. Global stocks sink after US President Donald Trump announces sweeping new tariffs. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 80 runs in Kolkata. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.